Cincus is chasing Aeola, Dee Dee declared crisply. I want you in charge of Granger. Hunt down the neighbors, locate this former head of mathematics at MIT. Let's see what kind of life Annabelle's father led in Arlington. Then get serious about their life on the run. You have cities, you have dates. I want to know, did Annabelle's family run because of something Russell Granger feared? Or because of something Russell Granger did? You get me? Bobby nodded. We should follow up with Walpole, he said. Catherine's convictions aside, we need to check Umbrio's prisoner file for records of previous correspondence, the visitor's log, that sort of thing. Make sure he continued to be the antisocial fuck-up she knew so well. Agreed. I'm pretty busy covering the Granger angle. Yeah, I'll stick someone else on it. Okie dokie, Bobby said. Okie dokie, Dee Dee agreed. Satisfied, she zipped up her files, snuggled deeper into her seat. Good night, Bobby, she murmured. 30 seconds later, she was out cold. Bobby glanced across the aisle to where Annabelle still slept, seat reclined, long dark hair obscuring her face. Then he glanced back to Dee Dee, whose head was already lolling against his shoulder. Complicated case, he thought, and tried to get some rest.